This season presents us with lots to discover. Right around now, whenever we step outside, we catch ourselves noticing something new. Like, oh, that was a plum blossom tree? Well, I had no idea when the branches were bare. Or, oh, I didn't know this street was lined with forsythias. I swear there was nothing here just until a few days ago. And, oh, look at those big magnolia buds. They look like they're about to bloom any day now. It's like watching someone paint a picture very, very slowly. It's like where there were voids and empty spaces, colors like yellow, pink, white, and green are filling in every time spring moves its brush. In this beautiful season, what is filling your beautiful Friday? I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day.
You and I? I think it was springtime when we first met, right?
Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. We started today's show with Sweetie by the group Sharp. And yes, so it begins. Spring flowers are starting to bloom one after another. Every day, there seems to be another bud opening up and blooming, giving us something new to discover in places we thought we knew, but no, they're just transforming before our eyes. So what kind of flowers have you noticed where you are? Today's One Fine Day has been pre-recorded, but don't let that stop you from sharing. Not just what kinds of flowers you've seen lately, but also your sayonder. Stories and anecdotes about anything and everything. Nothing is too trivial. Anything goes. So just use that chat board on Kong or write on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr or leave a comment on our posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. And if you're streaming us via YouTube at youtube.com/KBS World Radio Service, you can leave us messages and comments there as well. If you have a Korean phone number, feel free to text us at sharp 8150. A regular SMS text will cost 50 won, and a long text or MMS message will cost 100 won per text. In part two of the show, singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo will join me on our Friday segment, Wow, also known as Word of the Week. So stick around to find out what fun keyword Hyung-woo and I will be discussing today. Now let's listen to a song. Here's IU with 부르던 The Shower. We just heard IU. It was her song, 부르던, English title, The Shower. Now, speaking of discoveries, it's always fun to rediscover old musical gems that we didn't even know that we had forgotten about, right? So on that note, let's rediscover a couple of lovely songs from long-running girl groups. They were great, but they just happened to be a little less remembered simply because they were just overshadowed by these groups' other mega hits. So I think we're going to be, you can think of it as like deep tracks in a way. So let's first listen to 소녀시대 or Girls' Generation with their song Baby Baby, followed by Kara and their song 마음에 들면 or If You Wanna.
Thank you.
We just heard Kara and their song 맘에 들면, If You Wanna. And before that, we heard 소녀시대, or Girls Generation, with Baby Baby. And now, on to our usual announcement. Send your messages on Kong. Leave a comment on our social media, including Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Write on any of the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr. Or if you're in Korea, send us a text to #8150. Any of these things automatically enters you into our daily prize draw. Prize winners are selected each day after the show, so if you've sent in any feedback, don't forget to check the notice section on our webpage. If you find your screen name or part of your phone number on the list, send us your shipping info via email, and we'll send you your prize as soon as possible. Up next for our song break, here is Kim Jae-hwan with his song 봄바람, or Spring Breeze. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Reruns of One Fine Day are aired multiple times throughout the day. You can catch them on our website or on our mobile apps like Kong and KBS World Radio On Air. Or stream us on YouTube at youtube.com/KBS World Radio Service. Our broadcast timetable is found on the website and on these mobile apps, so you can schedule us in at your convenience. Past episodes of the program are also available to stream in the Listen Again menu on our webpage. We're also archived as podcasts, so you can listen to us whenever you'd like, wherever in the world you are. Just look us up at your go-to place for podcasts. Now, although the songs we play on the show are not included on the podcasts due to copyright reasons, our daily playlist is available on the website, so feel free to check out the artists and song titles there. I'll be right back with today's Parallel Universe after one more song break. Here is 백예린 with 물고기, Pisces. 난 땅에서도 숨을 쉴 수 있는 물고기였을지도 몰라 But not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's parallel universe. Today, we'll listen to two songs that have the word green in their titles, because that's what we're seeing a lot of, that's what we're feeling today. We'll start with the K-pop song, 초록을 거머쥔 우리는, Gripping the Green, by 잔나비. 잔나비, of course, is a band that's really beloved for their retro analog style and sound. Their song, 초록을 거머쥔 우리는, was the title track of their album of the same title released last May. The band explained that in the song, they've put in some leisurely thoughts that may come to one naturally when one lies still somewhere at a Han Riverside Park on a spring day. Sounds like what a lot of people will be doing today. Now here's a bit of the lyrics from this song. I wish love wouldn't hurt. Waiting is a naive thought. Standing in the streets again today, my thoughts like these were poured into songs I won't be able to sing. Not knowing what to do or where to go, just stood there like that, gripping the green light that's running away, so many sides of mine will be remembered. All right, I like the idea of just gripping, holding on that green. As for our non-K-pop song, we will listen to Green by British singer-songwriter Billie Martin. Her real name is Isabella Tweddle, but when singing, she goes by her stage name Billie Martin. Although when she first gained attention on YouTube, she was known as Billie Tweddy. That's so cute, right? Kind of a very affectionate little nickname of Isabella, I'm imagining, right? Billie. And then instead of Tweddle, Tweddy. Very cute. Well, when she was starting out on YouTube, that was when she was 12 years old. Yes, she was 12 when YouTube videos of her singing attracted thousands of views, and by the age of 15, she had recorded and released her first EP. 2 years after that, in 2016, she released her first studio album entitled Writing of Blues and Yellows. Her song Green was one of the tracks on that album. Here's some lyrics. In the early hours, I left to find a way. Though the world is moving on, I'm still the same. Fear will kill my mind at last. The thought, the strain, no more hiding under health. But I find it hard to pray, and I want to hurt you to hurt my heart like you always could. And I bet it would feel better than this darkness, for I can do no good. Ah, such depths of emotion and complexity for someone so young. All right, let's listen to these two songs. 초록을 거머쥔 우리는, Gripping the Green by 잔나비, and then Green by Billie Martin. That was Green by Billie Martin. And before that, 잔나비 with 초록을 거머쥔 우리는, Gripping the Green. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. In part two of the show, I'll be joined by singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo for our Friday segment, Word of the Week, where we pick a fun keyword or theme to discuss and choose some songs about. Now, meanwhile, if you have any comments or questions, you can text me at sharp 8150, message me on Kong, write on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave me a comment on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day, or on facebook.com/EnglishKBS, or on youtube.com/KBS World Radio Service. Now don't go anywhere. I will be back with part two of the show. Before that, one more green, green song. It is 나의 머리는 녹색, My Hair is Green by 공이로비 and Yura. I got a blue, don't wanna hesitate. I'm dripping in and out, out. Give me a sign, below your tongue. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. Now, in just a moment, singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo will be joining me here in the studio for this week's Word of the Week, so I hope you don't change that channel. Although today's show has been pre-recorded, don't let that stop you from dropping by to say hello or leaving comments. If you're listening with the Kong app, join in on the Kong chat with your fellow listeners. You can also use any of the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave your messages as comments on our posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you're streaming us on YouTube at KBS World Radio Service, feel free to leave your comments there as well. Now, if you have a Korean phone number, you've got one more option. Send me a text at sharp 8150. Keep in mind, it's 51 per SMS and 101 to send an MMS message. All right, enjoy this song break while Hyung-woo settles in. First up, Lee Seung-chul with Shampoo-ae Yojang, Fairy of Shampoo, and then Bulldog Mansion with their song Destiny. Yeah. Sometimes all it takes is a single word to remind us of a memory we didn't even know we had, to take us on a long journey on a random train of thought, to make us paint an elaborate picture in our heads, or to bring to our minds a string of wonderful songs. It's time for Word of the Week. Welcome to Word of the Week. Every Friday, we take a single keyword or theme and let it bring back to our minds some songs we haven't heard in a while, give us a push to explore some new songs, and or talk about the ones that naturally pop into our heads right away. Joining me in the studio is, of course, artist Cho Hyung-woo.
Hello!
Hi, Hyung-woo.
Hi, Nina.
Welcome back. How are you doing this week?
Yes, I'm doing really good, as always.
As always. Mm-hmm. Oh, see, that's the thing. You always come in here, and we don't even know if you're really okay, but you're always putting on such a positive face.
Yeah, I'm usually okay.
You are usually okay. Yeah. That's also really nice.
Very stressful with like album work.
Sure.
And like I'm almost like, you know, just receiving all the stress, and I try to decompress my pressure because I'm working on my like full track album.
Nice.
Right now.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
And there is a lot of stress involved in that, that's for sure.
I didn't know that, because like this is like my first full track album, I think.
Really?
And the level of stress is kind
by yourself.
Yes, I think.
How many tracks are you trying to go for?
I think I'm gonna be collecting all my singles.
Oh good. You know, and putting like them into a full length album.
And I think this is going to be my full track album like ever, like first 정규 album, I think. It's a bit different because you have been there so many times, but I didn't know that
it doesn't get easier anytime.
The first track, the title, and the last track, and the flow, because the flow is kind of long, and you need like I need a bit like 3 to 5 new songs.
Yes,
like,
that's true too, to fill it. Yeah. I mean, that's what most people do these days right now. I mean, obviously I'm formulating that kind of a same concept, all of my Four Seasons project songs, and of course that's going to become part of my official next
full-length album.
And so filling that out with, of course, you got to put in some new songs. You can't just throw that out, but it's a physical CD. And then there's deadlines. So you and I are kind of in the same boat.
I see. Yes. Yes.
And it doesn't get easier.
It doesn't
believe
get easier.
Me,
I
even
see.
Though it is number 10 for
I
me,
see. Yes.
It doesn't get easier.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
I haven't done it in my life, and this is so stressful.
It's always a good learning experience. And I don't know, the more that you kind of stress out about things, it seems like the quicker you learn things, and you recover quickly, so I'm not worried about you at all.
Oh, thank you.
Would you like to introduce this week's kind of theme that we brought in?
Yes, the weather's great, and today's word of the week is 봄 캐롤.
봄 캐롤. Now,
봄
that's
carol.
Funny, because that's funny. When you say carols, I automatically think of Christmas carols, but it's not Christmas carols, but every spring, if you listen to the radio or even just walk outside the street, go to a cafe, we get that set string of songs that we hear every spring. Those songs, like, you know, and then we get new songs, new releases. I released spring songs last year, right?
Yes.
Everybody's releasing songs about spring and cherry blossoms and something romantic and et cetera.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. I think it's something that we have in Korea. Like, all the playlists start to change suddenly.
Yes, that's
very
true.
In, public spaces.
Yes.
Or, like, you know.
Very suddenly.
And the cherry blossom.
Yep.
I have been driving to Yeouido.
Yes.
And the sideways, you know, sidewalk, there are so many people. And the traffic is... There are more, like, cars
More congested.
Around the, you know, Yeouido Park, I think.
And it's all because of spring. I think it's especially more extreme here in Korea because our winter is so cold and long.
Yeah, I think so.
So when it finally starts to kind of, and things start blooming again and there's life again, emotionally we just get so excited.
I think so. Like, start shopping and everything.
Absolutely.
Going
just,
out.
You know, even just being able to go out, get more some warm sun. So today we're going to fill chock full this hour full of Hyung-woo and my personal favorite picks from the Boom list. You're going to see some familiar and maybe some less familiar songs. One song that I thought we haven't played actually in a while, and I thought it'd be nice to start things off, is the one that is just simply called Spring, Spring, Spring. And this was your pick.
Yes.
Tell us about your selection.
It is one of my personal, like, 봄 캐롤. It's a song by Roy Kim,
yes,
of course.
And 봄 봄 봄.
His debut single.
Yes.
And when the song was released, I was preparing for debut, or I got debuted. So Roy and me, it's like,
we are like
similar generations,
exactly.
Songwriters. Yeah, we sometimes talk to each other.
This song really kind of brings back kind of a history for you.
Yeah,
personally.
I think so. Wow. Because that was about the time that we were so having, you know, so interested in making new music, making debut. Mm-hmm. Oh, he got debuted, she got debuted, something like that. And the song was really, really good. So I was like, oh my God, this song is so good.
And it's still such a huge listener favorite. So we're going to kick things off today with Roy Kim. Here it is. Boom, boom, boom. We just listened to Roy Kim with Boom Boom Boom.
Sounds very classic.
It's neat. Already a classic.
Yeah,
even
it
though
is.
I mean, it's still kind of a recent song, right? But it is already kind of being a classic.
I think it was arranged by 정지찬 선배님.
Nice.
Yeah,
it has a 정지찬 feel.
Style,
absolutely. Like, it's got that feel to it, with a little bit of Roy Kim. I mean, his voice just sort of changes.
Yes,
any
definitely.
Song, and it was his debut song, and it's always kind of. I agree. When I hear this song, it for me, it's boom.
It's
spring.
Like boom.
Yeah,
yes.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are we going to listen to old favorites, but I decided to bring in a new favorite spring song.
I think that's great.
Just because, you know, I was going through oldies and whatever and all this kind of stuff, but this is a very recent song, just came out, I think, last year, if I'm correct.
Oh.
And it's part of an OST.
Oh, that's better.
Which is where I heard this song. And this drama, a lot of the listeners know from on the show I talk about all the time, has become my inseng drama, my favorite K-drama.
What is it?
나의 해방일지, My Liberation
Notes. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh my gosh, I've watched it 3 times.
Ah, that's
from
the
beginning
drama
to
that...
beginning to end.
I see.
3 times?
Mm-hmm. So that's the 손석구 drama, right?
Yes.
See.
I don't know what it was about it. I just got really invested in the slow pace of the story, the family, and I don't know. There's something about it that I just really love. The existential crisis of young people.
I really want to watch that drama.
Yes.
I have been... There's like my save list of content.
That's
like
true,
movies and dramas.
For a rainy day.
Yeah, and there's like definitely in my list.
Yes, this I think that I highly recommend it.
Oh,
this song comes in here and there, and it's one of my favorite songs from that OST. And and so I thought I would share it with you guys as my new personal top favorites of spring carols, 나의 spring 봄 carol. So let's listen. Here is 이수현 of 악뮤 singing 나의 봄은, My Spring. That was 이수연 with 나의 봄은, or My Spring, from the 나의 해방일지, My Liberation Notes soundtrack.
Wow. Voice always works for every genre, I think.
It's just,
for
her
like
voice,
modern rock too.
Her voice is a treasure.
Yeah.
It truly is.
It's amazing.
It's a treasure.
Mm.
So out of all the songs we heard so far, Hyungu, you also brought in another song, I think from a similar era as Roy Kim's Boom Boom Boom.
Yeah.
Another kind
about
of
the time.
Personal memory attached to this song. Introduce it to us.
I think, like, song can be special when it gets remembered with a special, like, you know.
Life memory.
Life memory.
I,
like, special
course.
Scene or something.
Yes.
And this is a song called Number One by 2개월.
Oh, classic.
Yeah, this it's like great. Classic. And this is like, I don't know, this is like early like song released by 2개월.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, this is the song that I got the first impression of mm-hmm. my previous company. Like Mystic.
Right.
Yeah.
Mystic.
Yeah.
Well, 2개월 was probably their first flagship artist.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
yes,
and then when Mystic said, hey, we are Mystic Entertainment, and here is 2개월, and we heard this song.
Mm-hmm. I know all the staff who worked in that project. I still talk to them.
Yes.
And suddenly, you know, I had my own family and their own family. We were suddenly, like, meeting, and we had, like, a
common
little
room.
Common, like,
that common
dining
area.
Or something.
Yep, yep.
And, like,
I remember that little comes kitchen.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And they were, like, telling us that we're going to be together.
Right.
And everything. Mm-hmm. And if I play the song, I still remember that old office that used to be in,
right.
you know, Nonyeon area.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That used to be, like, smaller than what it is right now.
All the little tiny alleys to get into that Nunhyeondong area. And then,
mm-hmm.
yes, the very narrow building.
Yes,
lots of memories.
When it used to be more like, when it felt like family.
That's true. It really felt like family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how when you listen to a song, not only do we think of a certain season, but our mind fills in all the blanks of details of architecture, the building, the streets, the traffic, even the smells.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this, hopefully, was a very good memory.
Yeah, it is.
Of your early Mystic days.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure a lot of people have memories associated with this wonderful spring-like song as well. All right, let's listen. Here's 2개월 with Number One. We just listened to 2개월 with Number One.
Brings me back the memories.
Oh my gosh, it totally. I remember this too. I remember being very impressed with Kim Yerim.
Yes.
Her voice and just the way she spoke. I'm like, what? Wow,
yes,
her
yes.
pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
She's just so unique.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this takes me back. Ah, Kim Palgu and Mystic Entertainment.
Yeah,
the early days.
Still, yeah, my best, you know, favorite song by Lim Kim, Yerim, and 2개월.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was some really good stuff going on there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're talking about, we're sharing and listening to our own personal spring song picks.
Yes.
And everyone's gonna get that spring playlist.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
we thought we would kind of focus on the ones that we personally have an affection for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, what I notice whenever I look up spring songs is always about love, 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 love,
That's
love,
true.
Love, 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 right?
That's true.
And then every time I'm looking for a nice spring song to talk about the weather, they don't talk about the weather. They talk about, I remember that spring when I was with you.
Mm-hmm.
Or the king of spring love songs, K-Will. Love Blossom.
Love Blossom.
Right, or something like this.
Yeah. They all wake up in the morning thinking about you.
Right.
And they get prepared and they go out.
It's true.
To find some kind of cafe. I'm sorry, my brunch song is like that too. I was talking about myself.
I have songs like that too.
Yes,
I mean,
true.
What are you going to do? I have a song called Sunday Brunch.
Sunday Brunch.
And that's kind of like
too.
That too.
Mm.
But it's always like, it's a beautiful spring day.
Mm.
Please hold my hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Because we are supposed to walk.
Yes, yes.
In spring.
So, you know, sometimes I like the spring songs that kind of go against the grain.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. That's nice.
The most famous one, obviously, is like 봄 사랑 벚꽃 말고, right?
Yeah, that's
the
really
IU
nice.
High Four song. But instead of that song, because we've already listened to it, and I think we're going to listen to it more from listener requests.
This spring, I think.
I brought in two songs that I love, how they go against the spring song formula.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite spring songs of all time, because when I listened to this song, it kind of blew my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't really even have that much to do with spring.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it is, of course, 선우정아's 봄
전형. Oh, I love that
spring
song.
Girl. Just because it's not your typical spring-like song. And it's just really cool and edgy.
That's why 선우정 is so special. And I think that song actually I think I heard about the name Son Woo-jung first with that song.
A lot of people have.
I think so. Yes, yeah. And I was like, who is this?
Who is this person? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Where's her album right now?
Yeah, even the name is really cool. You
yes,
know?
Her Son Woo-jung. Yes, her four character names. Which is unusual in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have my other favorite, going against the grain, rebelling against your typical spring love song.
Yes.
And that is 10cm with 봄이 좋냐.
봄이 좋냐.
I love this song.
I love that.
And it's like, oh, it's spring again. And all those couples are... Gosh, I hope you break up tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like, I'm not in the mood, okay?
Mm-hmm. The flower's going to go away.
It's true. And
just like you guys.
The weather is very nice, but sometimes you don't have to feel happy about it, okay? Mm-hmm. And so here we have a couple anti-spring spring songs. Not so much anti-spring, but kind of... mixing up the formula.
Still, it sounds very sweet.
Yes,
so it's like, it's kind of interesting. It's like
it's just a little twist on that spring song formula.
Mm-hmm.
So let's listen to these two back to back. Here's Son Woo-jung first with 봄 좋냐, or Spring Girls, and then 10cm with 봄이 좋냐, or What the Spring? We just listened to 10cm with 봄이 좋냐?
Mm-hmm.
Is spring all that great?
Yeah.
Is it all that?
I think I covered that song.
Did you really?
Yeah, at KBS, I think.
Oh.
Quite many times. Because that's like, now that has become like spring carols.
It has really become a spring carol ever since it came out. And I never get tired of listening to that song.
That's true.
I love it.
Mm.
You brought in a song for us, another 봄 carol of yours.
Yes.
Another kind of thing about 봄 that we always talk about is got to be the different flowers.
Flowers, yes. Mm-hmm. Cherry blossoms, like
of course,
magnolias and
everything. Yes, right.
Yeah.
But here we have another different kind of flower that you brought in.
The song is called Mindele, of course, Dandelion.
Dandelion.
Yeah, and the song is by Woo Hyo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was very interested. I really liked the song, and it was very Woo Hyo-like, but somewhat like...
Not Woo Hyo-like.
Not Woo Hyo-like.
In what way?
Too sweet for like Woo Hyo songs because, you know, I met her because, you know, she helped us to do this special DJ for us.
Right.
Yeah, and... You know, she was like...
She's very quiet.
She was very quiet and like out of the box. I don't know. She was
yes,
a
very
really interesting person.
She
and,
is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I played this Mindele song and then I was like, Is it
Woo-hyo? Wasn't matching up in
it
your head.
It wasn't that matching up. It was a bit sweet. But as we continue listening to the song, it feels like, oh, it's got the gloominess of this, you know, Woo-hyo's voice. And yeah, it was very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, I really like Mindele as a flower because it's kind of humble.
Yeah, I guess so.
And in English, I love the way it sounds, you know, dandelion.
Dandelions.
Yeah.
Dandelions. And dandelions, they have the things that you blow, all the spores go.
Yes, yes.
They're very fragile.
Mm.
Right? Because those
just...
Yeah, and it's a really beautiful song to sing about because it's such an unusual flower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dandelions are considered weeds in some parts of the world.
Oh, really? That's possible.
Because
it's so many.
Their flower is so delicate and you blow, whoo, and then all their flower spores fall out and then that thing is done.
You just can't stop them from spreading around.
But that spore spreads it around.
Yes.
So they are like impossible to kill.
Uh-huh.
So they are weeds.
Oh.
They just grow everywhere.
Oh.
So even though the beautiful flower is so fragile, it's also so strong.
Yeah. Almost like 잡초.
Yeah.
You know, 잡초. We have got many 잡초songs in Korea.
Exactly, right? Mm-hmm. We just love that kind of metaphor to apply to our feelings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this is a wonderful song also for the springtime. Oh. Woo-hyo. Here, let's listen. Here's Mindele or Dandelion. Mm-hmm. That was Uhyo with Mindele or Dandelion.
Yeah. Nice.
We are choosing, or actually just sharing our personal favorites whenever, you know, I always get happy when a listener has a request and it's something that I really want to hear, you know.
I think it almost feels like we are making our own, like, playlist because... Like,
yeah, we are. I think we're making our own playlist filled with our own personal kind of favorites as well as recommendations. Uhyo Mindele was really... totally kind of my jam also.
Yes.
I like that chill kind of thing going on.
I really
on.
Loved it because, you know, I didn't really know about the song. It was my first time that I heard today. Yeah. And I actually discovered the song thanks to Word of the Week today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's one of my favorite things about Word of the Week too. Is
very true.
We're always being pushed to discover and explore new songs. Mm. And also remember the songs that we like that we forgot about.
Mm.
I you know, I actually forgot that I really love 봄춘여. And I couldn't think of spring songs.
Me too.
So, you know, not so much that she's talking about the spring like other songs, but it was so outside of the box that thanks to Word of the Week, I thought of it again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's a bit, almost a bit tiring to fill up your playlist for the day.
Of course.
So quite often I just leave it to the algorithm. Yes. I just play morning commute playlist.
Yes, absolutely so.
You know, too.
Yes, and going into that whatever music streaming site playlists
but,
and stuff.
But sometimes it's very nice to, you know, actively choose your own songs, I think.
Especially, and then I get all kind of obsessed with the, like, which one should I listen to first and what'll go next after this?
Yes.
Right? I was going to introduce one song, but I think because of Mindele, because it's got this kind of chill, sort of slightly Brit rock kind of rhythm going on, that I thought this would pair with it really well. It's a song I brought in that obviously everybody knows.
Yes.
And I don't know why, but I love this spring song because I think this song was really huge back in the early days when I first started DJing here at OFD.
Oh, yes.
And people would...
I see.
People would request this song regardless of... Even if it was in spring, but even when I was just starting DJing in the fall,
yeah.
they all wanted to listen to this group called Bangtan Sunyeondan. They're not even called BTS at this point.
At the time.
Right? They are still
Bangtan Sunyeondan.
Right? And it was my first song of Bangtan that I've ever heard.
Yes.
And it is 봄날, or Spring Day.
Yeah, the song is played in every season.
All seasons.
Yeah.
Absolutely so. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, out of all the spring themed songs, this song gives me a personal memory of the first day that I started here at OFD. Even though
That's
it came
amazing.
Out way before, but it was still the cream of the crop song to play, and so it takes me back to those early days.
That's really nice.
Of being in the studio.
Yes,
what, 5-6 years ago. So it's one of my 봄캐롤s, and we'll listen to it now. BTS with 봄날, Spring Day. Bomnar, Spring Day, by BTS or Bangtan Sunyeondan.
It is so sweet because the word 봄날, we sometimes, quite often, we use it for better days.
Right.
You know, because like it's winter is really long and severe in Korea.
That's
so
right.
We wait and wait and wait. And when we say, you know,
봄날이 온다.
Yeah, especially in this song.
Yes.
When the 봄날 comes, I'll go there and meet you.
And it's not necessarily an actual season.
Mm-hmm.
It's just talking about the good days.
The ideal, like, good day that we are waiting.
Yes.
That
the 좋은 나라.
좋은 나라.
The good
place.
Like that. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Place. Something like that.
And it's a metaphor for that, obviously. And I just... that song never gets old to me. I just think it's still so good.
It is one of the, like, BTS classic
films. Yes.
You know, they always have, like, the song of the band.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure,
and 봄날 could be one of them.
I like it. It's still one of my favorites. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Another big thing that we'll notice, just like Mindele, is all the flowers. You know, and It's not only just warm, but it's actually kind of so warm this week that I predict we're going to see some blossoms just like popping like popcorn.
All of a sudden.
Yeah. In front of my apartment, the building next door got these tiny, all of a sudden, one day we walk by and there's tiny little bright, hot pink, tiny, tiny little flower blossoms. And my husband, we were walking by together and he goes, oh, look how pretty. Do you know what those are called? And I'm like, blossoms? He goes, thanks. You're a big help. Great. Yeah.
Because
thank
you. Like so many apartments, they have like the best blossoms in every apartment.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Have you seen any flowers blooming?
I kind of felt maybe this is like spring because like recently this week I visited Seocho Bangbae area for business reason.
Yeah.
And I think I mentioned it in OFD. I have one of my favorite like cherry blossoms road around
there. Oh, that's right. Yes,
and and the trees are like, it was like green.
Oh, the green buds.
So it's about to
right
like,
there, about
yeah.
To.
So, so nice. This is spring. Oh, I'm now like, you know, back to Bangbaedong.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. You said you've been driving. Kennarikot.
Yes.
All the forsythias, they've are starting to bloom and lining the highways now.
Yes.
And that's another sure sign. The bright yellow lining the sideways. I brought in a song about the flowering spring, and I thought this it'd be a good time for a good old fashion ballad, K-ballad. One of my favorite from this artist. It's BMK. Let's listen to 꽃 피는 봄이 오면, when flowering spring comes. We just listened to 꽃 피는 봄이 오면, when flowering spring comes. And also, the spring day, she's looking for the day she feels healed.
Yeah, Another little, like that.
Yeah.
So spring, we warm, good.
Right, exactly. Like,
yeah, I think it's a very good song to end the winter too. Because the sad winter, like broken
melting
heart.
Away,
but everything
heart
is now melting.
And healing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start growing. I'm going to start blooming again. Yeah. It's spring is really, really inspiring for this kind of, not only are we inspired by the weather, but we're inspired by what it represents to us. Like BTS's song, BMK's song, doesn't necessarily have to be about the actual season or what time of year it is. But since it is getting nicer out for those who are experiencing spring, might as well take advantage of, you know, gathering those feel-good feelings to motivate yourself to move a little bit
because
more.
It's really strange. Your coat starts to change.
That's true. Yes, everything's getting lighter and lighter.
Suddenly the temperature goes up.
And hopefully that will motivate you to get a little
move
uplifted.
I'm riding bicycles outside and it's great. It's just
great. I can
imagine. Yes, very good for diet
too. So warm too. Hyungwoo, you brought in one more song to say goodbye to.
Yes.
Your Pom Carol.
My best Pom Carol.
Yes.
I really have to apologize, but the best Pom Carol that I have is still 벚꽃 ending.
It is still 벚꽃 ending.
Still, I am the generation. This is the Pom Carol for our generation.
It's just,
for everyone, actually.
When you hear this song for you, automatically you just think, it's spring.
Yeah, so this is like, you know, spring Mariah Carey or I want for Christmas.
That's true.
This is like, you know,
the pension song.
Yes, it's so true. I can't help.
I can't help it. Hyungwoo, he came in, he was like, I was trying really hard not to bring this song in, but at the end of the day, he's like, I can't help it.
I can't help it.
You know what? It's the same for everybody.
Yeah,
else,
I personally want to play this song.
Really start spring for you.
Yes, yes.
And we're going to indulge you, Hyungwoo, and also end out our show because we're all out of time.
Thank you so much,
Hyungwoo.
Have a nice spring day. So I'll meet you guys next week.
All right. Taking Hyungwoo out and taking us out for the day and for the week. It's Busker Busker with 벚꽃 ending or cherry blossom ending. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you on Monday. 그대여, 그대여,
그대여 그대여 그대여